This is a talk on the jewels of the heart. I want to start this talk with a moment of silence, and I'm going to bring the two tincture bells together. And I'm going to go right into the facts about the heart. The heart is the life-giving organ, which is the seat of the soul. The heart is the center that metabolizes harmony, peace, and love. In other words, it's not the mind that experiences disharmony, conflict, and anger and hate first, but your heart. The mind takes in what it sees, but it does not feel. It only sees. The heart is the thinker of the 21st century, the intelligence for what is perceived and acted upon. We must learn to have heart eyes. Love is an awakener. It awakens us to who we want to be. It awakens us to who we are, and it most certainly gives us the motor in the morning to make the best of the day. When we love, life loves us back. When we show love, we feel love. And when we feel love, nothing can stop us. Some facts about love. Thoughts of love bring forth life and renewed health. Think of the following words that Jesus was known to say to people. I love you. I bless you. I have faith in you. In other words, I love you enough to know that you are good. Even if you screw up. How life-affirming is that? If our hearts are closed, we cannot experience the jewels of our heart. So what causes us to close our hearts? Maybe it is a sense or feeling that someone or some people are different than us. Maybe you have been lied to. Or you can't actually see the truth of a situation to be able to get to the heart of the matter or the problem at hand. Maybe you feel hurt or disappointed by someone or a situation. All of these circumstances validate your need to close down your heart. But where does it get you? You are always going to be disappointed in people and situations. People are always going to lie to you, and it usually has nothing to do with you. And everyone is different and has different views and opinions about everything. And that is the magnificent and vastness of the world that we live in. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. A quote by John the Baptist. We cannot let others in if we can't let ourselves in. We can't be with others in a way that we want to be seen if we have not seen ourselves first. I want you to ponder this for a moment. When we first relate to a person, we relate to them based on how we know them, our experience with them. But what if we actually related to them as if they do not exist anymore? As if they are a new person. Because in essence they are, and so are we. All we have is each moment, and in each moment it changes. We can look at someone with new eyes, and we can see a situation differently each time. We can even see ourselves different and new each time. This is indeed using our heart eyes, and this is where we begin to really experience the jewels of our heart each and every time. This detaches us from expectations and specific roles and relationships and even our own feelings that have caused our hearts to shut down and not accept ourselves. When we detach, we let go of the pain and suffering we have carried around with us. And we allow for something new to be born in its place. I want you to try the following for the next week or so. Every morning that you wake up, you wake with the intention in mind that I am a new person. I will stop grasping at past people, past places, and past situations because if they are in the past, they no longer exist now. The person who created those things no longer exists, and neither does the person who experienced those things. They too no longer exist. Why bring that into this new space where you can experience joy instead? Now that is true liberation, is it not? We can meet that person for the first time over and over and over again. And as we do, we experience the peace, the harmony, the joy, the jewels of the heart. This surely takes an incredible amount of compassion for ourselves and for others. Compassion is about having empathy towards your fellow man, reaching out to help from a place of understanding, a place of oneness, and a place of love and connection for ourself. Now I want you to visualize the entire planet in front of you. And those of us that are listening to this talk right now, no matter where you are, we can do this loving kindness act visualization for our fellow man and for our planet together. So in your mind's eye, I want you to imagine the entire planet in front of you, closing your eyes. Taking a deep breath in and a nice long breath out. Another deep breath in and another deep breath out. And on this last breath in, feel it filling you up with energy and vitality. And the last breath out, dispelling and dispersing any stress, tension, discomfort, so that you're settled in and ready to accept what we are about to do. Which we're about to give as well as receive. So as you are breathing in and out, I want you to imagine and look at your heart space, your heart in the middle of your chest. As you breathe in, you are purifying and cleansing that space within your heart. And breathing out. As you breathe in, you are cleansing and purifying your body with that same white light. As you breathe in and breathe out, you are cleansing and clearing and purifying the space around you where you are sitting or laying down. As you breathe in and breathe out and feel that cleansing, purifying white light working in your body, in your space around you. See it in your homes. that white light of purification and cleansing, filled with harmony and peace. As you breathe in and breathe out, cleansing and purifying, imagine what that looks like in your community. See that light cleansing and purifying your community. As you breathe in, cleansing and purifying your heart, your body, your home, your community, see it now working all around your state. We breathe in this purifying white light, cleansing and clearing. Breathe it in and see it working in the country that you live in. And as you breathe in and breathe out, see that purifying, cleansing white light working on our planet, all over the planet and on our earth. See that white light purifying and cleansing the whole world, the human race, all the four-leggeds. See that purifying white and cleansing light working on the plants, the trees in the forests. The fauna, the rocks, and the minerals, all of these spaces and places filled with this purifying, cleansing light. See our waters being cleared and cleansed. See the lakes and the streams, all of the multitude bodies of water. The ground that we walk on, from here to your car, to the place that you work, to where you pick up your child. Go to the grocery store. See all of those places purified and cleansed with this white light. See the mountains around you purified and cleansed with this white light. And finally, the air that you breathe. Notice how you are feeling at this time where you've brought in this light, cleansing and purifying your heart and your body and your home and your community, your country and your world. What kind of world would that be? What kind of world is it for you? Know that at this moment, while you are taking part in this loving kindness meditation for the world, that you are a part of the healing and oneness taking place. Notice how your heart feels. Even put your hand on your heart if you want. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. And maybe just bring your attention to the chair that's beneath your body, your feet on the floor. Taking a couple deep breaths in and out. And still in that space, in that heart space, where your jewels of the heart are so very easy to see and feel and reach, I'm going to share two heart facts. The last two heart facts are, one, the heart creates a magnetic field which influences the Earth's magnetic field in response to humans' positive prayer and blessing. What we just did, connecting with the jewels of our heart, creating that magnetic field which influenced our hearts, our bodies, our minds, and our environment, influences and responds positively as human prayer and blessing. And so I leave you with this feeling in this heart space. The way we feel in our hearts affects and changes what happens in our bodies. The heart field influences beyond our bodies. And as we have heart-centered community fields, it affects the energy field of our planet. And so I wish for you loving kindness today and every day. And to come back to this talk when you need a little inspiration, centeredness, and compassion for yourself and the world that we live in. And so it is.